What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 247 of the Cheesy Controller Podcast. I'm your host, Anton LaFlat. Joining me once again, we have the crew this week. We have the mech Stardew Valley, Chris Montevano.
Man, that's so gross. Is everything okay? Okay. the things and stuff.
Okay. We got the Ray Trace Gurag with Devon.
Sometimes your dog gets stuck in your wires and unplugs some shit. All right.
And we got the most degenerate squid in the CJ Roberts.
See, this is what happens when you get 17 inches of Sephiroth.
We got
it's 19.
And you gotta account for those.
Oh, you taking the hilt too? You took the hilt too?
Every last drop
of the live stream. We got a jam-packed episode for you guys this week. We're going to be talking about the Nintendo Direct. We're going to be talking about the State of Play. We're going to talk about Pokemon. We're going to talk about Amiibos. We're going to talk
and
about
fuck Trope. Unity.
And fuck Unity.
Fuck Unity.
So
yeah.
This week.
Oh shit.
We got the Nintendo Direct and the Sony State of Play. I think both shows were pretty good. Both of them had multiple things that I was like, oh yeah, this is cool. PlayStation had more stuff that I'm definitely going to play, but it was cool, some of the things that happened in the Nintendo Direct. So,
oh yeah. I feel like the PlayStation's, like the State of Play was, it was all right.
Yeah, I mean,
like it had two things that I'm really hyped about. And
yeah,
you know, the rest
it had
was
my most
there.
Hyped thing. It had
I mean,
the thing I was drunkenly
yeah.
talking with people about had that party last night.
Basically, yeah. For me, it's like both directs had one thing that made me go, oh yeah, this is what I need. Like both mm-hmm. of them had one thing that I was like really
agreed.
About.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed.
All right. So I guess we'll start with Nintendo. So
yeah,
there was a Paper Mario Thousand Year Door HD announced, which I know.
You know, it was... Oh, go ahead.
That's like everyone's favorite Paper Mario game. So
yeah,
it's
yeah.
good that that's coming back. But this
yeah.
is another reason we're probably not getting GameCube, because Thousand Year Door was GameCube, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah, but Thousand Year Door is also getting a remake. Like, they're wholesale remaking that one.
Yeah, it looks fantastic.
It looks good.
Yeah.
it was funny though, because I was watching that, like, the trailer for it, and I'm like, oh, Paper Mario. I was trying to think of the name of the new one, and I just kept saying, like, Thousand Year Door. And I'm like, no, that's not it. And then they were like, yeah, Paper Mario, Thousand Year Door. I was like, oh.
What is it?
Yep.
Yeah, cool. All right, cool.
What, the
yep, so all
like
the Genos for Smash game? People get something. They finally get something.
Well, we're getting Super Mario RPG Remake. We're getting Thousand Year Door. As far as, like, Mario content, I feel like
oh, yeah,
they did the
Peach
Mario
game.
Movie.
Yeah, there's a Peach game coming out. And a Wario game coming out.
I mean, yeah, the Wario game...
Yeah, the Peach game actually looks pretty cool.
Yeah,
I found yep. out I was in the minority on, like, the Wario game fan base, because it's like the ones that I like are the ones that people generally don't like, and the ones that I don't like are the ones that people generally like. So
just play Pizza Tower and see how you feel.
It's okay to be different.
Yeah, I mean, like, I enjoy, like, Twisted, Touched, and apparently everybody...
WarioWare.
Hmm?
The WarioWare games.
Well, yeah, but it's, like, Smooth Moves I didn't like, and apparently that's considered, like, one of the best ones, so... And people apparently really didn't like Touched, and that's probably my favorite one, so...
Damn, I was going to you for my Wario lore, and here you are being a contrarian within the community,
I
Anton.
I was wrong this whole time.
You're up here indoctrinating me.
just with the wrong kind of propaganda.
Right. So another Mario thing they had was Mario vs. Donkey Kong Remake. And so that's the GBA. Like, I randomly played this on GBA when I was younger. And it's cool seeing it's getting a remake. It's coming February. So February is a wash for anything that I'm already booked up all of February.
Yeah, it's a wrap. I'm not going to play this game. It's cool that it's getting, like, some love, but...
Yeah, and so F-Zero 99 announced available free download to Switch Online members, and I haven't gotten a chance to try it yet, but for me, doing all these 99s, like, Tetris 99 was a great first out-the-gate version of this, and they did Mario 35, which was, like, another really good implementation of this idea. And it seems like F-Zero 99, and they did, like, what, Pac-Man 99?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, bringing back these classic, like, sprite-based games and, like, just kind of going over the top with, like, multiplayer and online features.
Yeah, like, making them hella competitive.
Right.
I mean, yeah.
It's a really interesting way to bring back retro games for a modern audience. That it's like a really creative way to handle it.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's got to be wild when you're first starting out and you're just like surrounded by cars.
Right. And you can always say it's there to kind of farm hype for, you know, series that people have been thirsty for. It's like, let's see how thirsty you are for it.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Well, but also, like, really, can't you just put F-Zero GX on the fucking emulation or whatever the fuck that service is called that comes with the online store?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm sure we'll get that sooner than.
I mean, with them remaking all these games,
sooner than later, it might not even happen.
They're probably going to do an HD, if anything. They're just doing HD remasters.
Yeah, so, like, you probably will get the same way we got Metroid Prime remastered. You might get just. Because the GameCube era games, like, all they'd have to do is touch up the textures. But, like, GameCube kind of had, like, an art style. Like, that was a Wind Waker. HDing Wind Waker wasn't, like, Wind Waker holds up. And they just made it widescreen and, like, kind of preserved that game. And if they just port that to Switch already, things would be fine.
That's a Nintendo Direct.
That's, like,
That's going to be, like, in 3 years.
Yeah, it'll be like the Switch 3 by the time we're there. They might bring it back again. But then they talked about Princess Peach Showtime, which actually looks pretty okay.
Like, I'm going to say this right now. The Princess Peach games have all been pretty good. Like, even the DS one.
And so this one looks better than the DS one. Just...
I would hope so. I mean, it's been, like, what, 15 years?
Yeah. And I mean, all of this is capitalizing off the Mario movie, and found out something that I can now never unsee, but I had not seen in my entire gaming career up until this point, that Princess Peach's bangs make a heart.
What, you just now realized that?
Yeah, oh. I just...
I'm going to be honest. Now that you say it, I see it.
You'll never be able to unsee it now. It's just... But I just never realized that. Like, all the Mario games I've played, all the Smash games, Mario Kart, like, all the games that I have played that have had Peach in it.
To be fair, you're usually either fighting Peach in these games or fighting a racing... There. Like, yep. Yeah, you really got to, like,
it's just some of the
close your mind and be like, oh, yeah, that's a heart.
Like, have you guys ever seen Bomberman in the Bioshock 2 cover art?
No.
Just type in Bomberman Bioshock and you'll find it. It's one of those things that, like, once you see it, you'll never unsee it.
Am I going to get something really dark?
No, it's just Bomberman is on the cover of Bioshock.
If Bomberman was a big daddy, that's really all it is.
Yeah, it's just you see the big daddy until you see it as Bomberman, and then...
It's not pulling up.
Let me just...
I've got nothing.
Yeah. Nintendo Direct was pretty alright.
Yeah. So, next game that they... Well, this is not in chronological order. This is just the next game on the IGN list. Tomb Raider 1, 2, and 3 Remastered.
There were certain points. I'm excited for this. This is cool that 1, 2, and 3 is getting remastered. But there were certain points that the original looked better than the remaster that they were showing. I was like, you should have just kept it the way it was. They, like, overly saturated the colors in this game.
Yeah. Like the remaster. It's cool that they're doing
that. That's the Switch saturation.
Yeah.
Well, this is coming to everything. This is Embracer Group trying to put out games to help them make some money because...
Oh, God, Embracer Group is so fucking stupid.
Fuck them. After we peeled back the layers a few episodes ago, fuck them.
So, but yeah, this is just another one that they're cranking out because they need money, and they're hoping the Tomb Raider 1, 2, and 3 Remastered Collection will, you know, be that golden bullet.
It ain't going to be that golden bullet, but it's going to put a couple of dollars in their pocket.
It's going to hit.
It's going to drop some coins off into their account.
It's coming out in 2023. What's the actual, like, final date for this?
It's coming out... Oh, did they not give an actual date? Oh, February.
February next year. Oh, yeah, that should...
I'm sorry.
That's
directly competing
that's, with... That's a, eventually it might drop some change.
It's going to be on that
extreme. If I get... Yeah, on a sale. Yeah.
No, not even on it. It has to be a extreme level sale. It has to be...
It's not even like an extreme level sale. I just don't see myself ever getting to it.
Yeah.
That's fair.
The month of February, for me, as who I am, is like delicious. Right. And it's just for two things.
All right, so the next game is Luigi's Mansion 2 HD is coming out next summer. Luigi's Mansion, they robbed it of Dark Moon. Apparently, this is the worst one. Apparently, one's good, two tries to do way too much, and then three like actually improves on the formula. But you know, it's good that like Pikmin, the entire Pikmin series is on Switch. Luigi's Mansion, the entire series is on Switch. Having these kind of just like the entire run of these series that like span different console generations, having them all in one place a lot of times with a new iteration. So like Luigi's Mansion 3 is just a Switch game. It's not like, but they also ported the original and 2 now to it. So if you want to play Luigi's Mansion, you can just play it all in one place. I mean, I think that's really good as far as like the preservation of games from that era in particular. Because, where's my XD Gale of Darkness Coliseum collection? Like,
asking the important questions.
Really asking the important questions.
I'm trying to steal Pokemon spinoff hill.
I'm trying to steal some Pokemon.
They are there. Where they are is where they die. Is where they rest. You know.
Oh, Chris, I'm pushing this Pokemon Go propaganda because you're as deep into the Pokemon world as I am right now.
You're super susceptible, Chris. Like you,
I've already downloaded it. The only problem is that I could not remember
use your Google.
The email. Well, it's too late. I used my Nintendo account, which I apparently didn't do. However long this ago when this came out.
Oh my! Mine is linked to like my primary Gmail, so I can log in.
I just linked it to my Nintendo account, so
now I know my Nintendo account's connected because I've been using Pokemon Go with Pokemon Home on my Switch. So I know that it's linked now, but like I got logged out a couple weeks ago, and all I had to do was use my primary Gmail, and it just logged me back in.
Which, I mean, I just stopped playing after, like, the hype was over it, so yeah. I don't even think Gen 2 was out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was like, I can start over. I'm not going to lose much of anything.
Well, I mean, yeah, so...
I recreated my character. They look cooler. I didn't... I think I choose... Who's the Zapdos one?
Oh, Team Instinct?
Team Instinct, which apparently no one's on. So I was like, well, I'm not having a good time.
Yeah, I did the same thing. I chose Instinct. I was like, yeah, it's probably going to be less, you know, less people on that team. And, you know, that means I'm going to have more action.
It means you get your ass kicked faster.
Boy, was I wrong.
I lost gym so fast when I was trying. I was like, man, I'm stuck, but it's fine.
I should have just went Mystic like I wanted to.
Yeah. I just like Zapdos more. I don't get it. But yeah, I got to re-add you just to, like, the whole conversation was I have to re-add you as a friend.
Did you use my referral code at the very least?
I got to put it in. Shit. It didn't let me put the referral. There was no section that said, hey, do you have a referral code? It said, we accept your email and password. Please create your character.
Damn.
So I can go into the settings and maybe try it.
Yeah, well, I mean, either way.
I got to walk around. There's nothing near my house.
There was not a damn spawning thing when I was there yesterday.
I got the Bulbasaur or whatever, like the three original starters I got to pick. And then there was like a Pidgey. And I was like, okay, well, I guess I got to walk.
There was actual stuff. Maybe it's just because of my level or something. But yesterday,
oh, maybe that's
stuff
it
was just actually spawning for me.
Cool. I'm going to play with it because I am heavily into Pokemon right now.
Yeah. So.
Haven't y'all both been playing?
Yeah. Like, I've been playing Scarlet. Chris, I see Chris while I'm playing Scarlet, playing Violet. It's a good time.
Yeah. It's a solid time. It's a really, like, after Sword and Shield, they really stepped up with this one. I didn't even hate Sword and Shield, but.
Well.
This one is a lot better.
Sword and Shield.
Yeah,
Sword. Yeah, I like Sword and Shield, but it got some hate.
Legends Arceus was good, but nobody played Legends Arceus. I didn't even finish it. I played a good chunk of that game and didn't finish it.
I did the raid. I got to where you can do the raids, and then didn't go into anywhere.
Yeah. You're talking about in the DLC.
Oh yeah, in the DLC.
Oh no.
Yeah, I didn't touch.
Oh, you're talking about Legends? Yeah.
Yeah, like the whole Legends game.
Oh, yeah. I played
Legends
10 minutes of it.
That shit, didn't it sell pretty well? And yeah. I feel like the games industry was buzzing about it.
That's just on me. That's why I didn't play it.
Yeah, I just know out of all of us,
it's like, good.
At least some of us played Let's Go Pikachu Eevee. At least some of us played Sword and Shield. Brilliant Diamond Shining Pearl was the problem.
And still beat it.
Legends Arceus is the one that is just kind of like the black sheep of the games, at least in our group, in the people that I'm regularly playing Switch games with.
Yeah.
I mean, unfortunately, they don't go on sale, so.
They do not.
They do not.
All right. So. But while we're on Pokemon, I happen to pick up one of these today.
You've been up here charging that shit up?
Right.
Is that the one that comes with like the sleeves and the coins and everything?
Yep. Sleeves, right. Coins, packs.
Like 10 packs.
Is it 10 packs? Let's see.
10 or 8.
9 packs. One.
Such a weird number.
Holographic Charmander card. 65 card sleeves, 45.
Hey, Charmander's like cards. Such a sweet little Pokemon. Like, look at him. He's just a little tight. He's he evolves into two different dickheads.
Yeah, for real. Charmeleon was not a good. Not the
he
best
was role. A one dickhead, and then Charizard was a double dickhead.
I hope I pull a Charizard out of this. Or like a Mega Charizard? I don't know what like the.
Hold on.
Card pool is for this.
You keep talking.
So they had this one, they had Paldea Evolved, and then they had just a regular Scarlet and Violet. And apparently this was the newest one. And the guy was trying to get me to pre-order the 151 set. I was like, look, man.
Oh, where it comes with the original? How much is that? Did you actually like?
No, I didn't. I was just
I don't get that.
Into that.
You can see the computer screen in Chris's glasses of him Googling this shit right now.
Oh, so Chris, is there an app where I can just like chronicle like the cards that I have?
I don't know.
Is there like a check?
I have a binder.
You just have a binder?
Just have a binder.
I gotta get.
Oh shit.
What?
So there's the card you really want is a Charizard. It's in its little crystal form.
Drop it.
It's got. Okay, hold on.
I'll even see if I can display it on stream.
I'm actually like, let me just copy this and then throw it, so you can see the top 10 cards you want because they're going to be the most value for you. The last two, the top two are Charizards, obviously, but this. Diamond Charizard is a very clean card. Mm-hmm.
Tyranitar EX. That's pretty cool. Pidgeot.
And a Pidgeot. Oh, that looks like the one of the Pidgeotto I have that's Japanese.
Some of these aren't loading. Yeah, this Terrestrialized Charizard.
Oh, yeah.
Man, this one is crazy.
Yeah, and that Ninetales is clean. Yeah. The number one?
Yeah.
Pokemon cards are so cool.
this is just a cheesy card controller podcast.
Hey, we got on Pokemon.
And we did get on Pokemon.
Too far, because one of the other games that I have on my Switch right there near the top with Pokemon Scarlet is Splatoon 3.
And they oh my god.
The Splatoon 3 Nier Automata looking roguelike second DLC pack. Like, the DLC for this has been so weird because mm-hmm. they did DLC with Splatoon 2 and like all the maps and stuff were kind of like included. But the first DLC mm-hmm. was Inkopolis, like adding an extra like home hub to your game. And then this adding a roguelike mode when they already have like a horde mode and like PvP that actually works this time around, unlike last time.
Yeah, but this is
group up with your friends and play.
But this looks really
cool. I could play some more Splatoon, actually.
It does
that'll
look
give
really
me,
cool.
That'll give me one Switch.
I mean, yeah, I've been on my Switch playing Pokemon, so if I saw you get on the
yeah, I mean,
you could definitely, like, it would not be hard to convince me to play some Splatoon. With, like, even when I moved, I switched my dock from behind my secondary monitor to in front of it, and it's just been so easy to just pick up my Switch and...
Yeah, I was just thinking about moving my dock to my desk and pulling my Switch out of obscurity. But I think I moved it to the side room specifically to do Ring Fit Adventure.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
But now I just go to the gym, so it's like I guess I can yeah. move it back.
You know, you could get Pokemon, you could get Zelda, you could get...
They do still have those tickets, don't they?
Yeah. Yep.
They do. So,
man, I would say pick up
you
Pokemon.
Get Pokemon and Zelda. Chris, did you get the DLC?
No, not yet.
Okay.
I got to see what it's hitting on. I didn't really care for the DLC for Sword and Shield, so I got to see if this is going to be.
Yeah, I was just kind of all in, and so I just bought the combo pack.
Yeah, the DLC does look cool, though, like the school shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The fact that you...
I actually have not gone to school. They once... I like did it the first time and then was like, all right, I'm going to make my rounds and do the gyms and
I've
all that.
I've been going back. Every time they're like, there are new classes at school, I fly back and do my classes.
Mm-mm. I ain't done not one single class. I'm surprised I'm not expelled.
Well, I mean, you're technically doing your, like, if you're doing gyms, you're technically doing school stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I'm helping out with researchers. You know. helping with bullies.
So how far did you get as far as, like, how many gyms have you done? How many Titans have you done? How many teams
have
you done?
It's easier to say what I haven't done. I literally just have one Team Star base and then one Titan left. I've already gotten all the 8 gym leader badges. And, yeah, now I'm just grinding for the last Team Star because it's Dragon? Not Dragon. Fairy type? And that likes to pack a punch. So I was like, I got to annihilate to get the ghost type in there. He hits.
Yeah, annihilate. They had a Mankey, outbreak in Scarlet. So they'll have, like, these mass outbreaks where just a bunch of the Pokemon spawn. And so there were Mankeys. I was like, oh, I hope I can get an Annihilate out of this. But I didn't even see a Primeape. It was just Mankeys.
Just
Mankeys. What is an Annihilate?
So they gave Primeape an evolved form, and now it's a ghost fighting type.
Yeah.
He's just a mad motherfucker.
I have seen this motherfucker.
He's cool. He hits like a train.
This is a primate who died training.
I guess so. You have to use rage. I wonder how they're going to continue to do that. Now that they're doing. Yeah, because it's like it doesn't matter what level. You just got to use Rage Fist 20 times, and then it levels up, and it evolves.
So, yeah, those just
like IV training.
Does it keep learning moves after it evolves?
Yeah, immediately after it evolved, you got a better ghost punch attack. So I was like, okay, cool. I don't need Rage Fist anymore.
So have you done the thing that I actually finished doing it of moving all my old gen Pokemon from Pokemon Home into Scarlet?
I haven't done it yet.
You haven't moved anything?
Mm-mm. I've just been going based on the game itself.
Yeah, I'm just
I need to do that.
So how much Pokemon Home? Because I completed my
Oh, you've completed the National Dex, right?
Yeah.
And you completed it in Sword and Shield?
Yeah. So, post-Sword
and Shield. You got way more Pokemon.
Oh, yeah. I got...
Yeah, like...
2,800, I think, when I looked. Because it's a bunch of duplicates of a bunch
of
shit.
Yeah, I feel that.
They're like...
You're not just...
100 Charmanders in there. Just straight up.
Is that just from Pokemon Go?
No, it was. I was trying to get a shiny Charmander in Sword and Shield.
It didn't find one.
Are y'all gonna go complete every dex in every game the old-fashioned way?
Mm-mm. I have never done that. Never once in my life.
I'm just gonna consistently continue, like, as the games go on, completing the new dex. So that's what I'm doing with Scarlet. So all the old Pokemon, there are a few that I just didn't have in Home. They are probably like in Sword and Shield or something. But outside of probably less than 10 Pokemon, all the old Pokemon I put into Scarlet. So my Pokedex is like, I think it's like 400 total Pokemon, and I'm at like 350 something. Just off bringing in old Pokemon. And they gave me the, when I logged into Pokemon Home on my phone, there was a event going on where you get all 3 Paldean starters. So I was like, okay, cool. I'm going to have just all 3 on my team. And
they get a broken ass move when they hit to the third evolution.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Like, it's cool, you know? And then I've only been catching and adding to my team new Pokemon. Mm-hmm. And so if it's something with only one form, I'm not keeping it in my party. But and as things evolve, I'm rotating out. So, yeah, I intend on completing the Paldean Dex and transferring all those Pokemon to Pokemon Home to have them available for whenever Gen 10 comes out. And I'll import all the old Pokemon that are compatible with that. because Sword and Shield, you couldn't transfer Pokemon in until around the time the first DLC came out. So I completed the whatever region dex that is through actually playing the game.
I will say it's easier now that they like you don't have to go back to a Pokemon Center to like switch out your Pokemon.
Yeah, like the
you can just
added boxes to just like your regular
which
menu.
Is awesome. And then like even doing like the crystal or what is that the gimmick called this time?
Terrestrialized.
Like doing the terrestrialized like group raids. Like they give you XP. Like candies, and so you can just easily level up Pokemon over and over again, so you're able to switch them out and like have your group change based on how like where you need like what team you need.
So after this we got to run some raids together, because I only connected to the internet once and it was just to like receive my mystery gift. So I got like a Mew. I got
nice.
You can get a Mew. Like, I'll send you the list. There's, like, a list of passwords that get you certain things through Mystery Gift right now. And it's, like, it updates over time. So there are things that I missed. There was, like, a Charizard a while back that I just completely missed.
I did see some people have a Charizard and was like, how do you get that?
Well, I'm about to transfer in, like,
obviously.
Charizard. I'm going to go start the Teal Mask DLC, and that gives you another Pokedex. And apparently if you've completed the Paldean Dex, the first 100 of that, or it's 200 new Pokemon that are in the DLC, and apparently if you completed the Paldean Dex, 100 of those contribute towards Teal Mask Dex. And then there's 100 others, and it seems to be a lot of starters and stuff like that. So
that's cool. I'd be definitely down to have a Typhlosion on my
team. Yeah, I need to get a Hisuian Typhlosion in the rotation.
I saw someone have one of those.
Pretty cool. 'Cause you can transfer it. I still just only have my one from Legends Arceus. I didn't make it far enough to where you can catch multiples. 'Cause apparently... Yeah.
This is the first time you can actually catch a starter that you can start with in a game.
Well, Legends let you do it.
Yeah, that was the first time you can actually catch a starter, one of the game starters in the wild.
Yeah, and then now it seems like Scarlet and Violet might have the other Paldean starters. I know it just has a lot of the other generation starters. But yeah, back on the Nintendo Direct, Prince of Persia, The Lost Crown. We got more gameplay of that. Another 2D Prince of Persia game. It's definitely not on my radar, really, but it's coming in January, so, you know. People will have just gotten Switches for Christmas.
Yeah. And
it'll be one of those kind of new releases that people are like, yeah, I've heard of Prince of Persia.
I'll see what people have to say about it, and then if anything, catch it on sale or subscription.
Yeah, I agree with that. It does look like some of the moves you can do are pretty clean in it. But.
Yeah, it looks cool. It looks fun, at least.
Okay. Then they showed a new trailer for Super Mario RPG Remake.
Looks good. I'm in. Like,
still coming out in November. So there's no delay.
I mean, look, basically my backlog is a menace that needs to be dealt with, so I will get to it when I get to it, but I'm into it.
Factual.
Yeah. I like that. They showed Trombone Champ is coming to Switch. So
the fact that you can like use your hand, like the little motion to use your hand was pretty cool.
Yeah,
it's still. I hope. I just don't understand this game.
I mean,
It looks fun, but it just never sounds like you're doing a good job.
It's because it's inverted. So when I got it on Steam Deck. That's the one game I've returned on Steam, because I got it, realized like how it controlled. I was like, oh, this would be a cool Steam Deck game. I was like, oh, it's 100% inverted and there's nothing I can do about that. All right, let me return this game, because I'm definitely not going to play it.
That's fair.
Yeah. That's rough.
So, Dave the Diver is coming to Switch next month.
I heard a lot about that game, but I never actually seen shit from it, and it looks cool as fuck.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
So, it's coming October 26th, so not too far off. Then we got the final wave of Mario Kart 8 DLC, where they're doing... We get four new racers this time around. Diddy Kong, Funky Kong, Pauline, and Peachette. So,
Little Double Dash Love.
Yep. And I mean, now Mario Kart 8 is like Mario Kart Ultimate, because I can't think of any stages that haven't returned, except for like Mario Kart Tour stages, just because.
Yeah.
I didn't play Mario Kart Tour.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's where Pauline and, what was it, Peachette was from? The two characters were added.
Pauline's from Mario Odyssey.
Or not Pauline.
Originally, she's from...
Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, no, I'm saying they added Pauline from Mario Kart Tour
into this one. Like the model and stuff. Okay, that makes sense, yeah. Okay, so Detective Pikachu Returns got a new trailer. It's coming out October 6th, which I didn't realize that game was that close.
Nope.
I might just rewatch the Detective Pikachu movie instead of playing this game.
I still need him to, like, instead of be drinking coffee, he needs a glass of just whiskey. Neat.
I mean, I still have my giant Detective Pikachu amiibo somewhere behind me, but yeah, he's not high on the priority of amiibo to find list. Number one was Cloud, which he never left my computer, so he was easy to find. All right, so while we're talking about amiibos, there are updates. So Tears of the Kingdom... We got updates on when the Zelda and Ganondorf amiibo are dropping. Xenoblade Chronicles 3 got two new amiibos. And then Smash Ultimate got its final amiibo with Sora. So now, well, when the Sora amiibo drops, every character that has ever appeared in Super Smash Bros. At any time will have an amiibo. And
that's
like,
awesome.
They did like a slide when they were talking about the things. One of the things was just all of the Smash amiibos in order. And yeah, it's just
you,
like.
You saw that and you were like, goals?
I gave up on that dream a long time ago.
Did it reignite something in you?
No.
A passion that you had long forgotten? A flame that you thought.
Tears of the Kingdom. I want the Link, Zelda, and Ganondorf. Just like all three of those, the Tears of the Kingdom versions. But that's just because those are cool looking amiibos. But yeah, as far as trying to get all the Smash amiibos, no.
Is the Smash amiibo like 19 inches of Sephiroth?
No.
No? Okay.
Smash no, that's 3. The Final Fantasy Rebirth Collector's Edition.
Right. Is it sold separately? First it was 19 inches of Venom, now it's 19 inches of Sephiroth. We just...
I mean, we see how long that sword is. I think it might be longer than 19.
We're getting the short end of the stick, you know?
But yeah, did anybody else care about any of these amiibos? Anybody going to get like... I might get the Sora one, just because Sora is...
Good
like,
luck.
Yeah.
Oh no, it won't be hard. Like the more
Send me the link.
Yeah, the more recent Smash amiibos have just Like, I got Joker, no problem. I got Sephiroth, no problem. So, it's not... If Sephiroth, getting 3 inches of Sephiroth is super easy, we can get 3 inches of Sora.
He is but a lad.
He's just a lad.
With big old shoes.
Right. So, then they showed... Well, once again, this is not in chronological order. This is the order of this Nintendo IGN list. Horizon Chase 2 was made available that day on Switch. Another Code Recollection was announced, which is a compilation that features Another Code, Two Memories, and then its sequel, Another Code R. So, to get those games. I know one of them never came out in North America. So, getting them both localized for the first time easily.
That's good for all the Codies.
Yeah. So, Saga Emerald Beyond arrives next year. I know Saga has good music because it keeps showing up in Theater Rhythm. It's just like, every season of Theater Rhythm DLC is like, here goes some more Saga music. Play this. I've still got to wait till November for them to drop that 16 music
back. Oh, yeah.
Super stoked for that. Unicorn Overload is a new tactics RPG from the developer behind 13 Sentinels.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep. Unicorn Overload is one hell of a name.
Did they confirm if we're getting 13 Sentinels? It's already on Switch. And yeah, it's confirmed that it's going to be on PlayStation Plus Extra this month. So check that out. Let's like, if you have PlayStation Plus go. Extra or Premium, 13 Sentinels Age of Scrim comes highly recommended. They showed Ayudin Chronicles 100 Heroes. It's targeting an April 2024 release date.
Yeah, that's going to be piped up.
I'd never played the Suikoden games. 100 play, like, possible party members sounds like way too much. But
it sounds like not enough, if you ask me.
So, yeah. I'd say check it out. Then WarioWare Move It showed up, which is going to have over 200 micro games. So this might be the most amount of micro games in a Wario game ever. And I guess I'm just going to have to give this one a chance.
Yeah, that's right.
Because this is like, what, the second WarioWare game on Switch?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I definitely didn't play the last one. So, and this one seems like it's going to be better than the last one. So I'll give that.
So do you just not like? Have you found your Wario games and you're not willing to branch out anymore?
I'm branching out with this one. I'm gonna probably give this one a try. The last one came at a period where I wasn't playing my Switch whatsoever, so I wasn't about to buy a full price Switch game for the Switch that I was actively not playing.
True. That's fair.
And then I bought the last one on 3DS. And then before that, I played Frobisher Says on Vita, you know?
What the
fuck? You're just making up words.
Frobisher Says. No, that's an actual game.
Yep.
That,
and that it is very WarioWare. Okay, and then they talked about the Nintendo Gallery Museum is still being on track to open in March 2024. There's a question block on the roof. So, you know, when we make the cheesy controller pilgrimage to Japan, we got to go to the Nintendo Museum.
Okay.
And I mean, yeah, that was pretty much all the big news from the Nintendo Direct. I'd say overall pretty solid. Like, it was a lot of third-party stuff, so it wasn't, like, super... But it had enough first-party stuff to keep it interesting. Unicorn games, so we definitely, except the one that had Unicorn in the title, but we didn't get Metroid Prime 4, we didn't get, you know, Xenoblade Chronicles X, we didn't get Wind Waker HD or Twilight Princess HD.
You know, my Switch might actually get used again. That's basically what this Direct is. It's like, you know what?
Yeah, F-099.
There's something there.
You could just play that straight up. So, all right. So, moving on to the state of play. It started off with Baby Steps.
Man.
Which is one of those getting over it kind of very physicky walking simulators.
Oh man, I saw that and I was like, "Oof, this! I'm not going to enjoy this state of play."
And then they kept going strong with Roblox right after that. They were like,
"Man,
I was checked the fuck out."
Yeah, bro.
I was just like, "I'm here for whatever is going to happen." Because by the time I watched it, I already knew the big thing.
Right. Honestly, that's where I was too. So I'm like, well, I know why I'm here. And then I saw Spider-Man shit. I was like, whoa.
Can't be more sold on that if you tried.
Right.
Guess what? We're trying the living shit out of it this time.
I appreciate it. And some of the suits that they showed look cool.
Yeah.
Oh
my God. This shit looks so good. I was watching it. I was talking to my dog.
For every suit, I was like, oh shit, sold. Absolutely.
Sold. I'm up here telling Sombra, I'm like, look, this is a fucking video game. Those weren't video games. This is a video game.
It's a video game ass video game.
Wait, you're telling me Ghostbusters Ride of the Ghost Lord?
That's going to be a fun VR game. But that's it.
All right. Well, what would, if you want to talk about fun VR games, Resident Evil 4, they finally talked about.
Now, that's a motherfucking video game.
Right. They talked about its VR mode and the Separate Ways DLC. So apparently, Separate Ways is content that came out before.
This was
Ada DLC.
Yeah.
That's how you got to play Ada in the first place.
Yeah. But
they didn't have. Did they have DLC in the PS2 GameCube era? When did this?
No, that you just got. I think beat the main story and you got to play it.
No, well, Resident Evil 4 was originally for the GameCube. Separate Ways came in with the PS2 release.
Yeah.
Okay.
They normally
back then.
There's a lot of older Resident Evil games. Yeah, older Resident Evil games normally after you beat the scenario on hard mode or whatever, you got an extra DLC unlock game, side game.
Okay. There was Avatar Frontiers of Pandora, which I wish I was more into Far Cry games, because this looks like a really cool Far Cry game, but...
It does. I also forgot this game existed.
10 toes down on Hayden.
actually, you know what? It's a Ubisoft game, so 10 toes down on Hayden.
I didn't know we needed I don't know why they think we need an Avatar game.
I mean, because in concept, it's cool. Because Avatar.
In concept, that would actually be pretty sick, but also.
The normies need a new game, so.
Avatar is a movie franchise, is just a video game in a lot of ways. The Avatar movies are formulated like a Ubisoft video game. So,
they're formulated like a lot of things.
It's formulated like a good way of spending 2 hours out of the heat in the middle of the summer. That's why all the movies come out in the summer.
Damn.
The summer blockbuster. Come here, use our AC, drink our soda.
Exactly.
Overpriced.
Eat our salty popcorn.
And then also claim that you left the house and claim that you actually go out and do things.
Yeah.
I mean, I did.
Yeah.
Actually do go out and do things. What? Did a whole GameStop trip today. But yeah, then Ghost Runner 2 dropped a demo, so now nobody has an excuse not to be hyped about
anybody Ghost tried
Runner
it?
2. No. Not yet. Just because I've been on Switch. I downloaded it on my PlayStation. It's there ready to go. It's just I've been too into Pokemon. I realize I haven't gotten a trophy in like almost a month.
Whoa.
Are you going through withdrawals?
Meh.
I need it.
I'm playing Pokemon.
I need to pop a trophy.
I gotta load up this one of these Telltale games. Oh. There we go. I did one thing, and they gave me a trophy for making a choice. But yeah, Ghost Runner 2, I'd say check it out. Ghost Runner 1 was awesome. I know it was on PlayStation Plus, so...
That game is really dope, but I'm terrible at it, so I stopped playing. And I was like, this isn't for me. So Ghost Runner 2 looks dope. It's not for me.
All right. Then they talked about the Deep Earth collection of PS5 plates and controllers. It was like red, white, and blue. I was like...
It just looked the same.
They didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that silver?
Yes, that is silver.
The faceplates on the PlayStation looks white.
It looks white.
Yeah. It's like, I understand that it's a little bit more gray than the white.
There's like a metallic sheen to it.
Yeah, I was like, no. I gotta see it in person.
It looked like it was gonna be that, like the way they were showing them in the little trailer in the state of play.
Yeah. They made it look like it was gonna be fire, but it was like, no, these are matte regular.
Yeah.
Yeah, the red, blue, and silver is like whatever.
The way they showed them, I was like, USA when they showed So now I can never, it's another one of the things you can't unsee of the Deep Earth collection being the 4th of July special in the middle of September. But yeah, none of
from
these
from a Japanese game company?
Joy
yeah.
In the slightest. Yeah, I still recommend if you want to get faceplates, either try and get some of the Spider-Man ones or get just the regular black ones. Because I swear, every time I go to someone's house that has a PS5, their PS5 looks giant in comparison to mine. And I feel like it's
beefy boy.
The black faceplates just make it look a lot smaller and more condensed. You know, black slimming.
Yeah. Maybe I'll finally get some faceplates now.
I wish those 16 ones weren't ridiculously expensive, because I would totally import those, but it's import fees plus they're just taxing. Ooh.
Yeah.
They showed Helldivers 2, and they did like a gameplay like with the voiceover thing that made it look... Like, whenever they do that, it just looks uninteresting. Like, I know we'll be talking when playing games like this, and that's kind of like...
But the fake voiceover talking is never that...
Right.
It's never written this one felt, casual enough.
This you know? Yeah. Felt like at least they were actually playing the game and, like, actually talking about the things. It wasn't on the completely atrocious end of these, but, like, these are just never good.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got Marvel Spider-Man 2. We got the expanded New York trailer. And we got, they showed the digital deluxe trailer, which had a bunch of the suits and the different colorways available. And just showing how quickly you can switch between the Spider-Man and... This really feels like the first next gen, like, okay, yeah, you got this game before, but here's, like, this game, like, juiced off the power of the PS5 yeah. and the SSD.
No, well, like, as soon as I finish Sea of Stars, I'm going to go back and, like, either play through or finish Spider-Man Remastered. Because I was, like, towards the end of Spider-Man... And I should just go ahead and go back and finish it now.
Did you ever platinum Miles Morales?
No.
That's what I need to actually go work on before Spider-Man 2 is platinuming Miles Morales.
See, there it is. It was like, I'm what? Getting trophies. So, but yeah, no, that game, it looks awesome. Yeah, I can't wait.
How are you feeling on progressing towards the PS5? Is Spider-Man 2 looking good enough to help convince you?
It's like this. This is my opinion on the PS5. The only reason I'm no longer planning on getting a PS5 this year is because next year, most likely, the new model will come out, and I might as well just get the new model.
The Pro?
Whatever the fuck is going to be called. The one with the removable disk drive, apparently, or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, the Slim.
Yeah, so they might do the Slim and Pro at the same time.
If they do a Pro, then I'll get the Pro. But
oh, if it has a detachable disk drive, it should be the Slim Thick.
Oh!
One more. Show
detachable ass.
the BBLs.
All right, so then they showed DLC for Tales of Arise, and it actually looked pretty cool. I was like looking at it, I was like, you know, I might want to check out Tales of Arise. Like, it's always looked cool, but this DLC looked even cooler.
Yeah, Tales of Arise was dope.
Then we got a release date for Honkai Star Rail. So,
all you honkies, get ready.
The weird thing is they have it where you can pre-order it for $10 right now. And I'm like, isn't this game going to be free to play? But it's like, you get like,
do I get some extra pulls?
You get like $20 worth of stuff out of it for buying, pre-ordering it for $10. So I'm not going to be that invested to this game to do that. But, you know, it's an option
for
people who know that they're going to be there for Honkai Star Rail.
I'm going to give it a try, but, like, I swear, these types of games are against everything that I like in games. Right. So, I don't know. We'll
Ever
see.
Crisis, like, the gacha has been so egregious in Ever Crisis that I'm like, I actually wanted to play this game, but I am not about to be have them trying to sell me swimsuit DLC for Tifa.
Right, like the gacha is literally a game. It's a game breaking mechanic for me because at that point I'm like, I don't see this as a game anymore.
Because it ain't. As someone who's played entirely too many gacha games, it ain't.
I'm like, this isn't a game. This is a waste of my fucking time.
The only
time.
Way to like, the only way to keep the money you have to spend manageable is to play every day. And at that point, I kind of just lose it.
What is the gameplay loop that's going to have me wanting to play this every day?
There is no gameplay loop that's going to be good enough for shit. Heck, there's one where you're just staring at anime ass. They even put Nier in it. And Chainsaw Man.
In Honkai Star Rail already?
No.
What's that?
The anime ass one is Nikkei, Goddess of Victory. It's just staring at anime ass. They shoot guns and their ass vibrates. They're currently having like a Nier event. They had Chainsaw Man a while ago. So, yeah, you could get 2B and A2.
Well, since I wouldn't see that as a game anyway, it doesn't go against my principles for a game.
It's still gotcha, though. It's still gotcha.
That's fine. I know it's not a game. I know what I'm there for. I'm not there for combat. I'm not there for music. I'm not there for storyline. I'm here for booty.
All right, so then Foam Stars announced an open beta, which I might check out.
I forgot all about this fucking game.
You know what?
Never forget.
I will say, I became less excited when I saw that you were playing as specific characters instead of, you know, the Splatoon thing of making your own characters and customizing them and having all this alternate drip to get. When I saw that you were playing as specific characters, I was like, oh.
Yeah. That was definitely a loss for me. And of course, the black guy has the Killmonger hairstyle. Another one.
I mean, heck, it's a trope in itself at this point.
Yep.
Right.
All right. And then they closed out with Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. So February 29th. Now I will forever know that 2024 is a leap year because we gave it the absolute last day of February, but I am just stoked. They said it's
yeah,
over 100 hours.
Yeah.
Zach
is I was looking at that. I was like, damn, this is a video game right here.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is about to solve most of my complaints with 7 Remake.
This game looks good.
I mean, playable Sephiroth. That's really like
easy, like, breezy.
You like just him as a hair
long mane just flowing in the wind.
Right. Look, the amount of yaoi that's going to be written about Cloud and Sephiroth based on that one pose they hit. And also,
will it rival the amount that's already written?
No, it's going to be. Oh, it's going to the resurgence. It's about to be new.
Yeah, that I can't I can't fucking wait for this.
Yeah.
So I have the beginning of the more of that month to play through Persona, and then.
Oh, and there's a deal for people on PlayStation. It's I'm not sure for how long it is, but
oh, it's until the 28th. I was gonna bring that up.
This month.
The double. No, the 28th of February, the double pack. So basically, you have from now until the 28th of February to pre-order the, what do they call it? The double the edition?
Rebirth, the twin pack.
The twin pack. Yeah, you get the twin pack. Basically, you get FF Remake for free.
Yeah.
Wait, which version?
Integrate.
Any version. Okay. Like, if you can get the digital deluxe costs as much as just Rebirth's digital deluxe would cost, but it comes with Remake Integrate, or if you buy the just standard edition, it costs the same amount as the standard edition, but it just comes with Remake Integrate. Until
yeah, I know I have it through, like, PlayStation, so I'm probably just going to get that so I have it.
Yeah.
And I'm not beholden to their contract.
Well, yeah. I mean, I have it, but I mean, it's literally free, so I'm going to redeem that version because why the hell not?
Why the hell not, right? So, yeah, I'm excited. I think the day after that is like $10 and maybe $20 more. For the twin pack.
Oh, just everybody froze for a second, so I thought OBS crashed. And so I just had like a
mini mental.
Right, I was just.
I like, saw the crisis in your eyes, the crisis core.
Oh, that's where the crisis core is. It's in the eyes. Gotcha. All right. Well, the one big news story that I talked about on the solo episode I recorded, but I haven't gotten to talk to any of you guys about it, is Unity smoking an entire carton of dicks back to back.
It's called what happens when you're paying your top level, you're like your CEOs and the few under them, like six figures every damn year.
Yeah. So
like, and especially when you're, you know, the guy was like, this is the guy who turned FIFA into a gambling machine with loot boxes. Like that's the thing about under a capitalist system. These CEOs just get to move to another company and do the same shit.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. They're not going to look at it like, why'd you leave your last company? I kind of changed the landscape of the gaming industry in a negative way. Oh, okay. Come on down. Yeah, like charging devs per download on a fucking game.
So you're telling me if enough assholes do not like a game, they can bankrupt an entire dev studio by downloading the game, uninstalling it, and re-downloading it. And they claim they're going to have a way to prevent that fraud when they're not going to do it because that was them losing money.
Yeah. And at that point, you're fucking with everyone's money. Like, you're fucking with, like, Sony. They're not going to want to pay that for the subscription service. Xbox. Right. Oh, they're not going to want to pay that. Nintendo.
They're like, oh yeah, the developer is not going to have to pay it. The platform holder is.
Apple? Oh man. Fuck no.
Right. Apple's like, wait, you're going to charge us fees on our store? Psh.
Dicks.
Watch, Apple's going to come out with their own version of Unity. It's to fuck them over.
You, I mean, at this point, like, Devolver straight up said, if you're sending us pitches for games and stuff, you got to tell us what engine you're on.
Oh, yeah. They're taking off Cult of the Lamb off of the stores come January 1st.
That was more in jest. Yeah, that was more in jest.
They seemed dead ass serious, but then
yeah.
People were like, oh shit. They were like, actually, no, you ain't got to worry about it.
But they got that phone call. Relax.
All right. Well, was there anything else anybody wanted to talk about?
Further in Sea of Stars, I convinced Ashton to download it.
Sick.
So this is for you at home. Download Sea of Stars and
do it. It's amazing.
I think I'm at the point right before shit starts to change. I'd be the necromancer. That was the last thing that happened.
Okay, yeah, you're heading to Wraith Island. Okay, yeah, things are about to get messy.
Damn.
Yeah, I am at. I'm at the part where they're like, hey, no, I'm at the Acolyte's Tower. I'm at where, you know, they have a little, that scene where they showed like the four of them talking, being all menacing and shit. I'm in the building where they're actually in. They're actually in.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm over there. Every time I think I'm getting close to finishing that game, the game's like, ha ha ha, no.
Right. Right. It's dope. Especially once you start to experience more of the game and new things start to happen, you get a grappling hook.
Grappling hook. Heck. I think I got the last party member. I don't know if they're going to add six party members. I wouldn't be surprised if there's six party members. I already have five.
I think there's like an optional person.
Oh, fuck. Oh, man. But it's good. The way they keep managing to play, make twists on the gameplay, it never gets stale. It's not hard.
Yeah.
I will say, at the part I'm at, getting to Clockwork Tower, which is where I'm at, the game's like, we are going to give you two save and heal points this entire shit. I hope you're ready for multiple fights against 3+ enemies this entire fucking time. But yeah, I think there's a six party member.
Okay. Oh, I can't wait.
All right. Well, remember, until next time, you can follow us all around the internet, cheesycontrollerpodcast.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Anton63X's. Chris, where can people find you?
I need you to go to cheesycontroller.com.
Cheesycontrollerpodcast.com.
Thanks for the correction. Hit on the Discord button. Holler at us.
Yep. I'm trying to get the Pokemon channel to be more active.
You're right.
Good luck.
Yeah, good luck with that.
It's been more active.
I started playing Showdown, but I might play some Showdown again, but that be it.
I know. Chris and I are going down the legal path. Pokemon Go.
Showdown is a... Oh, well, I guess it's not a legal game.
No, yeah. Showdown, no. I guarantee Nintendo, if they could shut that down right now, they would. The Pokemon Company, they want that. They want the bread. Like, if were any way for Pokemon Showdown to make money, I guarantee it would have been shut down already.
Mm-hmm.
But that's fair. We're going to stick to Pokemon Go, the Pokemon TCG, and the Pokemon VGC.
Yep, let's believe. I already got, I mean, Gen 3 is still going on. Playing Gen 9. I'm still going to go back to Sea of Stars eventually.
All right. Madrid, where can people find you?
@x_Spain on Instagram. That's it.
Jalen, where can people find you?
In the Discord.
All right, this has been a Know It's Good production. The video version is edited by Lana Twisted Mind. The audio version is edited by Akuma Santi. Until next time, keep it cheesy.